Hello, Jonathan. Good day, sir. How long have you been a member of Post Status?
Oh, man. A long time.
And can you tell us what Post Status is, maybe, too?
I think, as I recall last, Post Status was described as a community for WordPress professionals. It's been focused on like the business of WordPress.
And lately, community for WordPress unprofessionals, too.
Okay. I assume you're referring to the drama that can often take place in the club channel.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been a member for a long time, back when Brian Krogsgaard was running the show, and then Corey Miller came in and bought it from Brian and did a bunch of stuff with it. I was actively involved in Post Status myself for, I don't know, about a year or so, doing like sponsorship sales and working with Corey and the team. Yeah, so quite a bit of history. Post Status has been an important like backdrop to most of what I've done in the WordPress space over the past however many years it's been.
Would it surprise you if I told you I don't have a Post Status membership?
Yes and no. As in, you're not paying for Post Status?
Yeah, I'm not paying. I'm not in the Slack. I'm not involved any way.
No, I thought you were in the Slack. Was this a recent, like, have you been previously?
I have been previously, but not for many, many years.
Okay.
But just to, like, reinforce what you're talking about, this is, like, Post Status is, like, the insider's club, right? That's how it comes across, at least to me, is, yeah, you have the WordPress Slack where everybody chats, but if you want to go where the real business happens, if you want to go behind the scenes, if you want to enter that private club sort of atmosphere and hang out with the big dogs, then you need a Post Status membership.
That seems fair. I'd perhaps argue is that with WordPress.org Slack, the bar, even though it's free, at least in my experience, it's not really for chatting or connecting with folks, or like it's much more like if you go into a channel, it's pretty intimidating for folks, especially who are new. Like, what do I do here? Like, what's going on? And Post Status was a much lower bar for like for the community of WordPress, the business side of things in particular.
So we're talking about Post Status. Why? Because it recently has had an acquisition.
Yeah. So Yoast and Marika just announced today that they have bought out Corey and Lindsay, and they're making Post Status a nonprofit. And also reducing the cost of membership significantly to $50. They weren't clear on like whether that's business or personal, what that looks like. They're making Post Status a nonprofit based there in Europe.
That's interesting. Do you think that given that Matt Mullenweg banned Yoast from WordPress.org, is Yoast going to also ban Matt Mullenweg from Post Status, where he is quite active?
Right. So, actually, I don't believe Matt is in Post Status anymore. Like, wasn't that pretty recently?
Yeah, he recently peaced out, right?
Yes. Also, Yoast wouldn't do that. I'd be quite surprised. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't believe Yoast has actually been yet removed from WordPress.org.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, I assumed that it was a done deal. Well, if you look up his account, at least as of end of last week or early this week, I can't recall. The only two that had actually been removed were Heather and Morton.
The only two that aren't actually involved in the project.
So I'm a little bit fuzzy.
Oh, man, that was so bizarre. We talked about it last week, but I'm still hung up on it, man. Like, how do you write this like blog post on WordPress news that goes to every WordPress website bagging these four people, and two of them, it's just like so factually incorrect. Sorry, like off topic. Go back to what you were talking about.
Well, and then of course the connection here to Matt is that when he mentioned Post Status in that JK Press post, yeah. Right? So these are the connecting threads between this. He mentions Post Status. He even calls out in that post that Yoast had reached out to him about buying Post Status because Yoast has been a minority owner for some time. And then this has now sort of come full circle where Yoast made the decision to buy it out himself. Post Status has like there is value there, and there's been a lot that's been going on. Yoast made a reference to like perhaps wanting to pick up doing events again, although they may not be directly involved. To me, that's a potential nod to someone like Raquel over at PressConf that's now like working on like creating the events again. So there's some real opportunities there, and I'm glad to see it continue on. I think, at least as an observer, one of the things I personally struggle with, like I'm there, I'm not that active personally. And part of it is that a lot of what goes on in club is pretty, like I would describe as like pretty negative or argumentative. And it's just not something that I'm comfortable. But I don't find that productive, if that makes sense.
I, on the other hand.
I was surprised you haven't been all over it.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. And it's always been that way, right? It's not a new thing.
Yeah. And I think I'm willing to acknowledge that it's maybe important and valuable. The negative, that's not all, because there's a lot of like positive stuff. And I suspect, if I'm recalling correctly, a lot of the post status value has been what happens in the DMs, like people messaging each other. Like people use it more as like a WordPress specific, like LinkedIn, if you will. But I don't know that for sure. That's what I recall back when I was actively involved. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what Yoast and Marika like actually do with it. And as is my general feel about these types of things, like with our community, whether I like something or not, or you feel strongly about it or not, if it's part of the ecosystem, like it matters, and I want to see it do well.
So in other news, also maybe not-for-profit related, have you come across the WPCC, the WordPress Community Collective?
Yeah, I've had multiple conversations with Say and Courtney over the years, and
are you a member?
I'm not.
Ah, how the turntables turn. So I am. I am a member of the WPCC.
Really? Well, yeah. It hit me today in reading the announcement that I didn't realize that there was a membership like component, which is probably just me like not remembering, but sure. Yeah. So what does it mean to be a member of the WPCC? Well,
when I saw it come up as some sort of, it was like a crowdfunding campaign, right? Let's raise a little bit of money to create this organization, not for profit, that has the goal of ushering in a new era of leadership inside of the WordPress project, one that is more geared towards a community-based leadership. And yeah, Say Reed is maybe the face of it, but she's not the only one involved. There's a whole host of people. And as part of the, it wasn't a Kickstarter, but a similar sort of thing, there is access to a Slack channel. And so I've been invited in there, and there's been conversations happening around all of this WordPress drama, but really specifically focused around the leadership of the project and governance. You know, there was that governance project years back, and it sort of didn't go anywhere. This is sort of the next step. That's how I see it. It's the natural evolution of that, something that has to happen outside of the core of the project.
Is that your own personal take, or do you have a sense that that's being described as such, like by Say and Courtney?
Yeah, that's my personal take. I want to get Say and Courtney on to the show to give a more official take. I think that'd be good.
Because my guess is that that's not the intention, but I'd want to hear that. I'd want to hear that directly. So I was checking to see, was that your sense of, is this like 2.0 of the governance project?
Yeah, no, it's definitely my take on it. It's not an official, it's not described that way really in official terms, but there is a Slack similar to post chat status. And there's some chatter happening there. And recently, aside from my small $10 donation, there was another one.
Yeah, so GoDaddy just announced that they're putting in a little over $500,000. Into the project, into this collective, which they've done. They use Open Collective for this, so it's transparent. It shows like who all the donors are. And SA described that their bank account went from 3,000 to 523,000 or whatever it was overnight. And obviously, I'm certain there's been a lot behind the scenes to sort of get to this point. But that feels like kind of a big deal. Ray over the repository did some good coverage of the details, and I'm really curious to see what they do with it.
One of the things that has been discussed on the WPCC chat, there's a channel called The Future of WordPress. You know, there's this guy, I can't recall his name, who's also suing Matt Mullenweg at the moment in the United States.
Yeah. I think it's Willem or something. Yeah.
So this person has been doing a little digging around Matt Mullenweg and around the WordPress Foundation and uncovered some interesting documents that talk about the WordPress Foundation's founding documents. Let me read some of this to you, all right?
Okay.
Because WordPress is open source, it depends on the contributions of hundreds of volunteers from around the world to contribute to it, to contribute to the continued development of the software. Volunteer developers identify areas of the software code that can be improved and create revisions. The revisions are then submitted to a central repository, which is managed by the WordPress Foundation. The foundation then reviews all revision submissions for quality control. Revisions are approved and integrated into the WordPress open source. It goes on to say, and this one's key, WordPress Foundation will not enter into business deals with individuals associated with the foundation.
Wait, really?
Yep. This is in the founding documents of the WordPress Foundation. And it's interesting because it aligns with what we all thought the WordPress Foundation did. Right. It's pretty clear that the WordPress Foundation, from these founding documents, considers itself the owner of WordPress.org.
Which, of course, sits at odds with the clear sentiment that Matt has repeatedly expressed that WordPress.org is his personal site. I'm having a hard time reconciling those. Is this a case where reading into the intentions that it was in fact that way and Matt forgot about it or changed his mind? Like, is this still an active document, or what's the nature of the documents we're talking about here?
I think what it's going to mean is that it's going to be an important document when it comes to court cases, right? Yeah, so the legal case against Matt is that, hey, you blocked me and I lost a lot of client work,
right,
because of that. And, you know, my name, my good reputation inside of WordPress is now ruined. So I deserve some sort of financial compensation for that. That's the case against him. And as part of that, you know, there's going to be discussion about the nature of WordPress.org, whether it's Matt's personal site. It's going to come up also in the WP Engine legal case. I think this sort of document might be pretty damning when it comes to that sort of thing. It might force some... See, that's the problem, right, with the legal battles, is that it could really go either way. You could see it going with a judge or a sort of resolution pre-court where Matt says, you know what, okay, fine, you can have this, and this, and everybody celebrates as the win, and we get some sort of new leadership maybe, or at least Matt has some sort of tempered control over his leadership on the project. Or Matt goes, you know what, you can have all the money, I'm just shutting it down, forget about it, and turns WordPress off.
Right. I think both of those are somewhat unlikely.
Let's imagine a situation where Matt's legal cases are doomed, that there's okay. No hope for him to win. Imagine that scenario. What's the most likely outcome?
Yeah, I don't know. I like to imagine that there wouldn't be any kind of a scorched earth response, because Matt seems to clearly care about it seems that he cares a lot about his legacy and the long term and the longevity of this. That's why I can't see a burn it down response. But
I think that's wishful thinking. You got to look at what the guy's been doing. You know, Automattic's response with we're not going to contribute anymore, that seems fairly scorched earth to me. And Matt said on Twitter that all of these legal fees are building up, I might have to turn WordPress.org off. He's said that on X.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.